Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. You're listening to episode number 184, Live Streaming, Part 2. If you've missed Part 1, make sure you start there first, as it covers the benefits of live streaming and includes some ideas to help you get started.
Live Streaming, Part 2. Live streaming isn't just for personal, social sharing. It's an exciting new content marketing tool for businesses that can humanize a company, show transparency, and create a deeper bond between customers and brands. In this podcast, we'll discuss several live streaming best practices, as well as legal concerns that may arise with live video. Let's start with best practices. A successful live stream takes time to plan, from a possible run of show to brainstorming what may go wrong and how to fix it on the fly, will go far in a live stream that your audience will enjoy. These 7 tips will help get you started. Number 1, plan ahead. Like anything you do in business, live streaming should start with the goals and objectives you want to accomplish through the new medium. And, like a good communication plan, it's best to identify the people within your organization who are great at carrying out an unscripted, in-the-moment presentation. Number 2, be compelling. The real-time nature of live streaming is exciting, and because you are your viewers' eyes and ears, show more than tell. Periscope's creators say they wanted to build the closest thing to teleportation. Consider how you can take advantage of that concept. Number 3, don't try to be perfect. If you lose your train of thought or stumble over words during a broadcast, that's okay. Your audience wants you to be real. And if your content is compelling, they will be more interested in the topic than whether you give a perfect pitch. Number 4, consider a format that is not story-centric. While stories are compelling, they require viewers to stay with you through the entire story. Joining late means viewers will have missed important details. If you choose a different format, viewers will be able to join and drop out of your live stream at any given moment. You can even be spontaneous by using viewer feedback. Number 5, fit your brand without making it all about your brand. Remember that an important aspect of live streaming is its authenticity, so try not to self-promote your brand. Let your content subtly sell your product or service. At the same time, shoot in a style that reflects your brand and its voice. Number 6, include audience interaction. Communicate with your audience and encourage feedback in the form of questions or reaction to your content. Acknowledge audience members' feedback, and if you get more questions than you can answer, select the most interesting or most pertinent to incorporate into the live session. And number 7, consider that not everything is a good fit for live streaming. Some things may have a better shelf life and greater reach when they are not streamed live. A how-to video that customers may want to access again and again is far better living on your website and your YouTube channel versus a live stream video that can't be rewatched. Finally, when you've identified a topic and day you plan to live stream, talk about it. Invite social media followers on all your platforms to join the conversation. Use your email database for further outreach. Now you've planned the perfect live stream. To be fully prepared, keep these legal issues in mind. Because live streaming is live, it can open the door to legal issues if a person or copyrighted material is inadvertently included in the broadcast without permission. Unlike editorial content, business or commercial content has limitations no matter whether the live stream is done in a public setting or within a company. It's called right of publicity. That means any video requires the permission of those shown in the video before it can be used for commercial purposes. Having people, even those who work for you, sign a release to use their image is good practice. 2 other tips may keep other legal issues at bay. First, plan where you will be live streaming and alert anyone who may be captured in the frame, or avoid areas where people may inadvertently walk into the video frame. And second, as you're setting the scene for your live stream, check to be sure copyright information doesn't creep into your video stream. Plan your shots to keep logos, billboards, or signage from showing up in your stream. And take care to ensure copyright music isn't playing in the background. Because most live streams have an extremely short or no shelf life, and because the medium is so young, experts can't yet predict how legal issues will play out if they arise. But, like any communication, it's best to err on the side of caution. Live video has more potential to stream unwanted and unintentional content than other forms of communication. With large brands as early adopters of live streaming, it's likely the medium use will grow among businesses of all sizes in a variety of industries. Now that you have a few ideas and tips to get you started, consider giving live streaming a try. By giving customers a window to your world, you may find they become even greater fans.
Thanks for listening to this two-part podcast on live streaming. It was presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe. If you would like more information about this topic, make sure to check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.